A forest of crosses near fair Arnhem stand, and written there well to the fore is, O stranger, when passing, please say a short prayer for the men who the red berries wore. Red berries, freedom berries, covered all over in blood. Red berries, red, red berries, lying where brave men have stood. In September 44, with hard eye and grim jaw, the warriors took off from Grantham Field. In Dakotas they flew, whilst not one of them knew that their young lives they'd soon have to yield. They landed with rifles, small arms and grenades, and fought against 50-ton tanks. From Nijmegen they had hoped reinforcements would come, but 4 days soon shattered their ranks. Red berries, freedom berries, covered all over in blood. Red berries, red, red berries, lying where brave men have stood. In a church, Major Lonsdale collected his men. From the pulpit he spoke from the heart. Dear comrades, we have orders to fight to the last. So good luck, now we'll have to part. He horsed his tiny house, sheltered 200 men, all wounded and 10 to a bed. The water supply was an old pump nearby, which was soon to be seen running red. Red berries, freedom berries, covered all over in blood. Red berries, red, red berries, lying where brave men have stood. There were few who survived, but though many had died, the safety of freedom was sealed. And at Arnhem they sleep, whilst their brave names we keep, in the church of St. Martin's in the field. Red berries, freedom berries, covered all over in blood. Red berries, brave men have stood.